get around somebody really in the deal, you can confess. So I confessed to Ian that I wasn't going to meeting, scared to death, whatever. He said, you got to promise me you'll go to a meeting tonight. He said, if I didn't have to catch this flight out, I'd go with you. And that gave me enough courage or whatever. I don't know. Something shifted in me, and I got a printed meeting schedule, and I looked up the address of the meeting. Like I told you, I'm not familiar with the city where I live. And I punched the address in the GPS. And I go out my driveway, and I go one block. If I'd have walked catty-cornered, it'd have been a half a block. I could not believe it. Because sometimes I still think God won't work for me. God don't answer my prayer. I'm not good enough. I've got those old ideas, you know, and they are just wrong. They're just wrong. I talked to the big guy that spoke. I'm going blank on his name. Yes, I talked to him, you know, about that prayer that he was talking about. I said, I want a copy of that because I still have those feelings, right? But that day I got to that meeting. It was a big book meeting, and I said, this may be on topic, but, and I said, I'm new to town. I hadn't been to a meeting, been scared to death, and I need y'all's help. Ego deflation at death. One more time. Over and over and over and over for me. And after the meeting, there was a guy that lived right across the street from us. He was in that meeting. I got phone numbers of the women, and I'm going to tell you, you know, I just, it was amazing. So today, anytime I worry about God or think about God or not God or whatever, I know that when I pray, he brings a guy from Australia, through Spain, through Florida, to get me a half a block to you. Right? I got asked to speak in North. I met Michael in Florida. Quick story, and then I'm going to finish it up. Met Michael in Florida because I was speaking at a conference. Him and another buddy from North Carolina had driven down. They got this hot shot fast car and come on down. And I got to meet Michael first. And then the buddy invited me to come speak for something in North Carolina, like a Thanksgiving dinner or something. So me and Wendell go to North Carolina. I'm just talking, right? I'm still in Florida. Getting hot down there, so we're looking. I mean, really heat-wise, not I'm not in trouble or nothing. So I go and I speak at that meeting, and he has me speaking in a meeting, and I speak at a meeting. I think I spoke at two meetings, and I fell in love with the fellowship in North Carolina. And the meetings and y'all and all of that. So I talked to Wendell, and I said, what do you think about living in North Carolina? And we started planning and everything. It took us about a year, and we moved to North Carolina. Now, this is back when prices of Florida houses were stupid, right? So we got a good deal in a house, and God just opened this door, opened this door, opened this one, opened this one, opened this one, you know, and now we live in North Carolina. Now, in North Carolina, I'm back at a little small group, like when I got sober. And these men, I'm like Bob was when he come to the meeting. I know about the traditions. I know about the big book. A group conscience is supposed to take place with everybody, not just around the back of the truck. And so I've had some growing experiences there. I have, not them. They ain't changing. I've tried. And I just made a lot of people mad. So I made amends to the group. You know how we do. And now I know I'm just one voice, one vote, and I can lead by example. Hopefully lead by example. I'm trying to change my example, so you know. I know that I'm the problem there, that, you know, God's in charge of AA, not me. And I think I've settled down there. And it's a good place to live. It's a good place to be sober. It's a good place to work with newcomers. And it's a good place for y'all to come and visit anytime. Thank you.